Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 136 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment per usual is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So GOT7's JB has parted ways with his agency, CDNZA Records. On the 22nd of July, CDNZA Records officially announced that their exclusive contract with JB has ended back in April through a mutual agreement. I'm just trying to wrap my head around, because I feel like, so this is his own label.
I was going to say, isn't he under?
And he's the only person there. I'm not saying he doesn't have staff and stuff.
Uh-huh. Wait, so this label was one he made himself?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I mean, you don't have to release music under it, it's still his. Maybe he has other plans. Maybe he wants to do more songwriting. Maybe he wants to take a more backseat role. Nothing was really specified in the actual statement itself. It's just basically said what I just said. I guess we have to be on the lookout to see what he does in the future, I guess. I just find it funny that you're making a statement from your own label. And then it happened back in April and you're only announcing it now. So, I don't know.
I'm so sorry, and I don't know if I've just mixed all the information, but I could have sworn there was something between like JB and like AOMG or something.
When JB left JYP, he was signed with Higher Music.
Higher Music.
I don't know, I can't remember how long he was there for. Then he left. That's when he joined his own agency, basically, or created his own agency.
Okay.
That's what you're remembering.
Did I miss something?
No, you're right.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't think he released anything under his own label. I could be wrong there, and I just missed it. I know he released a few singles here and there under Higher, but
actually, I do remember the Higher situation, because him and Sick K left at the same time,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah, around the same time, yeah. So yeah, good luck to their man. this is especially news for Shay, because I feel like this is something you'd be interested in. You actually brought it up, maybe not last week, but maybe the week before. I don't know, time's a social construct. But Mnet has revealed that the second season of Island will be in collaboration with YG Entertainment producer Teddy and his agency, The Black Label. Woo! Ooh. So, as you know, the first season of Island created the group in Hyphen back in 2020 in collaboration with HYBE and its founder, Ban Chi Hyuk. According to Inhyphen's agency, B-Lift Lab, it's a joint venture between Mnet's parent company, CGENM, and Mnet and HYBE, sorry. In the same vein, Island 2, the long-awaited female version of Island, was widely expected to create a B-Lift Lab's first girl group. However, earlier this year, B-Lift Lab launched a new survival show called Are You Next on GTBC that will determine the lineup of its new girl group. So instead, on the 24th of July, Mnet officially announced that Island 2 would be in collaboration with Teddy and The Black Label. However, the new girl group produced by the upcoming show will be promoted under CGENM's label Wake One. So they won't be under The Black Label, but they'll just get training, I guess.
Okay.
So kind of like, I think XG was the same. I could be wrong and I might be making it up. But I feel like, if not all, some or majority of the members had some YG training, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong and I might be making that up. But yeah, I have seen it happen before. Because even, do you remember that group? Oh, what is that group called? They had like, I don't know if it was like a Chinese group or they had like Chinese members. Oh, what are they called? And they had that song. Woo, woo, woo.
I know who you're talking about. Unique.
Unique, that's it. Yeah, they were trained under YG, but they weren't under YG. So, yeah, there's that. And last but not least, some 50-50 news. Okay, so before I go into this, their company, I think their company is just called Attack. And I don't know, Attract. Oh my gosh, just...
I have an episode of Shanice trying to figure out what this company's name is.
I think it's called Attract because it's spelled like Attract, but without, instead of the C, they have a K. So how else would you pronounce that, right?
Wait, I feel like I need to look at this because I'm not following at this point.
Okay, so Attract, yes. Spell Attract. Can you spell?
Oh, girl. No, like no, I get what you mean. Wait, it could be...
Okay, no. So Attract is A-T-T-R.
Yeah, it could be Attract, to be honest.
Right? But then instead of the C, it's a K.
It's a K.
So is it just Attract, but they're trying to be, like, swaggy with it?
I think Attract would be logical.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to call them from now on, instead of... Because, yeah. Anyway, that was a long side note. So Attract has applied... to trademark 50-50 in the US, UK, China, and Japan in an attempt to prevent 50-50 from conducting international promotions if their contract suspension is granted. So, I don't know if you remember, I don't know if this was last week, but I said that 50-50 did, or in process, or I don't know if they've been successful, or trademarking the actual 50-50 name and their stage names. So I think their company's been petty. So, okay, yeah, you can have the trademark in Korea, but we're going to collect the coins from outside of Korea. There's that. So, yeah. I feel like this week, last week, was a bit of a slow news day, news situation. But, yeah, that's it. hot topics, yeah. So that's hot topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, or if you want to comment on anything we've spoken about, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away, baby.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, if I were an idol trainee, I would honestly hate A2K. JYP seems to be going so easy on them and they are easily praised. I think they're meant to say, no offense to the contestants, because I know that a lot of them put a lot of time and effort into their auditions, but I honestly feel like there are more talented people in America, so either the opportunity wasn't advertised properly, or not the best people were selected.
I personally haven't seen any of the A2K stuff. Like, even clips that I've seen, it's been on mute, so I can't even... in terms of talent wise, and that sounds harsh, like who am I, but you know what I mean, I don't know. Have you seen any clips and stuff? What's your take on it?
I've actually watched a few of the episodes.
Oh, okay.
Because I was getting so many clips on my feed, I was like, I should just watch this. Now, the problem is, I watch said episodes at like 3 a.m, so I barely recall what happened.
Shay, what was the point? Should have just went
to bed.
It was
the thought that counts.
No.
But I think I understand what this person means. And this, I don't know if this would be a fair critique, because I don't think I've watched any shows where JYP was like the sole mentor. Like, it's literally just him by himself.
Okay.
At first, like the audition, they auditioned to him. I think, what's it called? Like the Nizi Project, or... the thing that made... there's like a Japanese group that's under JYP.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the show follows a similar structure to that, because okay, I watched... seen that just quoting a bunch of things she knows nothing about. But I watched... I think they're making a guy version of that Nizi project. Okay. And I watched episode one of that yesterday. So it seems like this is a formula that these shows by... it's like typically between JYP... Okay. Yeah, so it seems like a formula they follow. But for each of these shows, it seems like it's JYP and like some sort of Western partner. So I think for the A2K, it's like JYP Entertainment and, oh my gosh, oh, I don't want to say the wrong something, but like something records, like whatever music company is big in Columbia. America. I don't know. Who is it? 1 second. I don't know. You guys can go search it because this isn't really... Ah, Republic Records.
Ah, I was wrong.
So it's JYP Entertainment and Republic Records. So they've come together to, obviously. I think the concept...
What is the concept?
As far as I'm aware, it's basically... Obviously, K-pop is huge. The system for training works. It's amazing, blah, blah, blah. So JYP Entertainment and Republic Records decide to come together to create this group that's like America to Korea. That's why it's called A2K. So it's like Western artists and creating this pop group, but through the K-pop system that would promote... See. Basically...
NCT American
jump scare. Not that I think I understood this concept better than NCT Hollywood because
no one
this
understood
concept
NCT Hollywood. Sorry,
anyway. No. Because I guess what this is basically XG but from America. So it's like taking foreign artists and then putting them through the K-pop system, and I guess they would predominantly promote in Korea but to the world. In essence. So it seems as though he went to America, went to different cities, held auditions. I don't know what the application process was like because the way the show's cut, they only show you, at least from the audition part, they only show you the entirety of the auditions of the people that are selected, if I remember correctly. So you don't really see everyone else. You see like a speed ramp of the waiting room and to create suspense, like, oh my gosh, there's only one person left in the waiting room. And it didn't feel like traditional like survival shows that I'm used to. I don't know if this is like the usual way.
Is it even like American Idol X Factor vibes?
Not even. And that's what I was sort of expecting. Okay. It sort of felt... With no disrespect to the team, because I know a lot of time and effort went into it, but one, it kind of felt a little bit lower budget. You know, like, if you think of, like, Dance Moms type situation, and when they go to, like, audition for, I don't know, a part, I don't know what people
do.
In a hotel lobby, and then they go into... So I understand the concept. For some reason, it just didn't feel as put together to me, and I feel like he was quite easy on the contestants. I don't really like judges who just, like, will cuss someone out for the sake of it, because that isn't going to help them grow. So he did provide constructive criticism, and he does continuously say that for this show, they're not looking for a perfect product, they're looking for someone with potential. So I sort of held that in the back of my mind. I did feel like he was easy on them, and it did sort of pass through my mind that, oh my gosh, if I was a trainee in Korea and then watching this show, I would be so upset.
Do you know what, saying that, obviously I haven't seen the show, but it can't, the way that you're explaining it to me, wait, first I have a question, then I'll say what I was going to say. First question is, are there going to be, like, Korean members in the group as well? Or is it just straight Americans, and then they just kind of like what you said with XG? So I don't know if all of XG are Japanese, but basically just create the group in America or Western places or wherever, but then promote in Korea. So
I don't want to be inappropriate and assume, but from the contestants, I don't remember all their backgrounds, unfortunately. It's mixed. So I believe there's, like, a mixed race girl, there's like a black girl, there are East Asian presenting contestants as well. I don't remember where they're from or their background.
Are they from America? Like, when I say from America, like, were they born in America or is it?
Some are like from America. Others came, I think there's like a few that traveled like from Canada, but everyone's from that end of the pond, basically.
That's what I mean. So, like, there's no one like, I don't know, from Seoul?
No, not that I know of. There was one girl that had an interesting backstory. She was actually a JYP trainee for like 8 months. But I think she's still from America. I think she went to Korea to do that and then came back. So the concept is like everyone is from America, and then it's like the rules are very loose, which I like. I think I'm still warming up to the concept.
Okay.
But basically, currently after the what they call it, like regionals or something, there's maybe, dare I say, like 9 girls left, and they're gonna go through like these evaluations and I think some light training, and then there's going to be like an end showcase. And from that end showcase, the people who will go to Korea to become either formal trainees or work towards their debut together as A2K will get to go. But the catch is, it isn't like, oh, out of 9, only 6 can go. Technically, all 9 could pass. It's just going to be up to whoever meets the standard by the end.
Okay.
So I'm not mad at the concept, but I can understand the perspective that a trainee that's maybe been in a company for so long and they're grueled like really seriously about things that might seem minor to me and you, but then seeing these people get praised. Yeah.
Yeah, because what I was going to say before I asked my question was, it's giving. So I think the last thing I actually watched, and I didn't watch it in its entirety, was Show Me the Money. And you know when they go to America, right? And they want to get like American rappers.
Show Me the Money goes to America?
Yeah, there's been like one or two seasons where they will go to like LA or something and they'll take some rappers back. But I personally would say they are not held to the same standard as their Korean counterparts, in my opinion. Maybe I'm a bit more, I don't think I'm a bit more harsher because I guess it's easier for me to understand, obviously, because they're rapping, most of the time they are rapping in English. There might be the odd person that might try and throw in the odd Korean bar or whatever to stand out. But in the grand scheme of things, in these American auditions, they are rapping in English. And it's terrible. It's not that it's, some of it is a bit questionable and they get through. And I'm like, if this person came, like, did this in Korea, they would have not, you would have walked past them in the first 2 seconds. So I don't know if there's something in the American waters where it's just like, not saying that there isn't any talent in America, but maybe those people aren't applying or whatever the case may be, or they're not showcased or whatever. But yeah, sometimes I just feel like they pick some weird people.
Yeah, it was definitely, just as obviously we wrap this one up, it was interesting to watch. And I would recommend that either you guys listening or even you, Shanice, have a watch, because it's interesting the way.
The thing is with these programs, I don't know about this one, but like, especially with all these audition shows that create a groups, and even not even just audition shows, but like, I just feel like their shows in general, too long for me, I get so bored. Yeah, like, they need to cap that episode. They need to cut it down and make me want more. Like, I just feel like it's too, for me personally, it's too much. I just lose interest. I don't care. Or I would watch a few episodes and then my brain hurts. I can't, it's too much. So I don't do the last actual show that I maybe watched from beginning to end that was kind of in a similar vein was probably when it was between Winner and Icon, and look how long ago that was.
Oh my god, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, I think this show, because they wanted to cater it to a Western audience, and they know that, like, no one anywhere has a great attention span anymore. So I think the episodes are literally, like, half an hour, compared to when I watched the first episode of Nizi Project,
it's
the
like an album,
guy version. Yes, it was, like, 55 minutes. And
no, so, hell no. And the thing is, half the time with these shows, before we move on, half the time with these shows, it's just repeated shots, you know? It's
like for dramatic effect.
Yeah, like reaction shots or the same thing from a different angle. Or, and it's just like, it's hilarious. But this show does not need to be 55 minutes. But anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. And like all of this is like no disrespect to the actual girls that were selected, because they all do seem to have a lot of potential. But I was just quite surprised, not that they were the ones selected, because we didn't really get to see much of anyone else. But America's huge, so I do think it was either a thing that the opportunity wasn't advertised properly, because there's so much raw talent in America. Like, there are people that are actively doing stuff online that are up to a professional standard but have just never had the opportunity. So, I don't know, maybe it was an advertising thing. Maybe it was just a casting choice. And I think the requirements were like, I think you had to be born after like 2006 or 2005, something like that. Because even one of the girls that auditioned and passed the first level, she had to like pick and learn her choreography in like a day, because initially she thought she was too old to apply. Yeah, good luck to them. It would be great if it turns into something wonderful. But I was just quite surprised by the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and now on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I always find it interesting how people switch up so quickly. I recently came across this one Blasian influencer turned rapper on TikTok, and at first people weren't so fond of her rapping, but after she announced that she would be debuting, everyone started acting like her biggest fan. Don't get me wrong, I'm not upset that people are wanting to support her. I'm just uncomfortable with how quickly some people switch up.
I feel like, I don't know who this the influencer person is. I don't know who they're referring to, but you do see in a sense of, I personally don't understand how people can stand someone or become a fan of someone pre-debut just off of their face. Like, they haven't heard them sing, rap, dance, nothing. It's just, oh, Billy, he's a trainee of X company and he's going to debut soon. I'm going to start a fan club for him. Not saying that Billy is not a great person, but that doesn't mean you're going to be a great artist. Do you know what I mean?
I'm screaming because you just made me, at least you saw Billy's face. I was seeing people where they'll find like an image of a trainee who's in a mask and a beanie and his hair is over his eyes and be like, this is X person. We stand. We love him. Like, you don't even know what he looks like. Yeah. But don't get me wrong. Like, sometimes you might see a pre-debut picture of someone and you're just like, they seem like my kind of person. I look forward to seeing them grow and I will support. But my thing is when people go overboard.
But how you can be intrigued in a sense of, for example, let's use Billy again. Billy is this influencer. And I think influence is a bit different, because if Billy was an influencer beforehand, you know, there may be that connection there in a sense of, oh yeah, I love Billy's content. Okay, maybe I've never heard Billy rap, but because I'm already a fan, or I like what he's doing already, there's an intrigue there. But I personally wouldn't be like, I'm a fan of Billy's music. I haven't heard it yet. I don't know if Billy can rap. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that when people go a bit overboard, when it's like, you haven't seen any content. I think if you see someone, you're like, oh my gosh, this person looks adorable. I look forward to supporting their endeavors because their debut is coming up. But if you're like, you already love them and they're already amazing and you know that they're a great artist, like, that doesn't
make... And you're starting a whole social media account for them and I'm like, let's wait.
Yes. Yes. So with this rapper in particular, I think I've briefly come across this person. I don't know enough to comment on her, but I think I've seen like one TikTok from her. I don't remember what about. And then I saw a TikTok comment critiquing this whole situation of like showing comments that she was getting before she announced that she would be debuting. And then after, of people being like, what is this? Like, this isn't that great sort of thing. And then now after being like, oh my gosh, like, what's the fan club name? Like, you're amazing. And yes, honestly, these could be two different sets of people. I think maybe people are just critiquing how someone's comment section looked last week and now it looks how it looks this week. And I don't know, I might be wrong to say this, but I think it might kind of just link back to like groupie behavior. Like, oh, this is cool now. So like, she wore pink, so I'm going to wear pink. Or like,
it's chic.
So, good luck to this artist. I haven't heard any of her music, so this is nothing against her. But yeah. I always do find it interesting when people switch up so quickly. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, this doesn't just relate to K-pop, but I feel like people should stop making these AI idol versions of songs. Like, it just doesn't feel right.
It feels so wrong. The way things are going, that's going to be exploited on so many levels. Not even just K-pop, just in general. Yeah. I don't like it.
It rubs me the wrong way for a few reasons. Like, obviously, both of us being in the creative space, it just feels wrong to take literally someone's voice and just fashion it into, like, whatever you want. And I get people in a harmless way.
I was going to say, and then it's just, like, other people using, quote-unquote, your voice to make money, and then they probably won't pay the person because they're like, we don't need you anymore. We've accumulated enough data that we can, you know, put whatever into a program and make it seem like you've sung the song. It's more money for the corporation, not the person.
I think someone actually said there was like a Black Mirror episode of this like exact thing.
Yeah, I think there was an episode. I personally haven't seen any Black Mirror. Don't come for me. I know I'm uncultured, boo. But I know, I think there was like an episode, I think Miley Cyrus starred in it, where she was meant to be some sort of pop star that I've heard people making comparisons to. I can't draw those comparisons because, as I said, I haven't watched it. But yeah, I've heard that as well.
It just feels wrong. It just doesn't feel right. I don't know. I think also from like an artist's perspective, to wake up and you hear your voice doing something that you've never done.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It's so icky. It makes my skin crawl.
I don't know. I know fans might mean it in a non-harmful way, and that isn't your intention to be.
I'm
like,
just more thinking about the future. I'm not. It is still a bit weird. People do it, but like, I don't take offense to it in the sense of, I know people are just doing it because, you know, it's something new. It's fun. It's like, oh, it'd be interesting to see what Blackpink sounds like singing this Twice song or whatever the case may be. Like, I get it. I don't think those people are doing it out of malice. But I'm more thinking of, you know, this thing's developing daily or wherever and how it can be used later. And I don't like it.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right. And I think it's just a topic overall. Like, I think AI has been a bit of a blessing and a curse. So I don't know. Just think twice before you do something. Yes, you might not have bad intentions. It might be... your intentions might be very, very pure and just to spread happiness within your fandom, but just always try and, from the back of your mind, think from a creative's perspective.
A person's perspective, because can you imagine you as a regular, regular person, you go on TikTok or whatever and someone's created, and it could be something really nice, really beautiful, like a video of you dancing and you can't dance, but they somehow use AI to put your face on. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
Quite. But I think there maybe have been some Western artists that have commented on this whole situation, but it'd be interesting to hear, like, from a wider range of artists and what they think. It's very strange, but... yes, those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. If you guys want to submit any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or anything in between, you can submit them anonymously to kpopbox.co.uk/halyut@you, or you can send them to us by email, which is halyut@gmail.com. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know what we're listening to, watching, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I was on Twitter. Sitke.
That's enough. You can stop there.
I don't know where this man was. From the caption, it looks like he was in Japan or maybe like a Japanese club. I'm not sure. And so it's not just him. It's him, his friends, I don't know, his people. And they had like these girls that were attempting, because it was an attempt to shake ass in these like pink bikinis or pink ensembles, and they were throwing money at them, but it was just the attempt of the shaking of the ass for me, shaking back, we should call it. Sitke, why are you always in these situations? I mean, always at this the point, crime scene. As you say, you know, he's always at the scene of the crime. Yeah, I'm gonna find a video. You know what? I'm gonna send this to you now because we want a live reaction, because I want to traumatize you.
I know, I'm too young for this.
Yeah, let me taint your mind. Live reaction from Shay from the K-Way.
what is going on here Oh my god. This is making me feel itchy. I'm so sorry.
The silence says it.
There's so much and so little happening. There's.
Yeah.
Who approved this? What's going on?
So yeah, there's that.
I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
Yay! I achieved my platinum chicken. And also, and then I'll pass.
How do you report on Twitter?
I'm done. She it's okay. Close it. Just close it. Stop looking at it. Step away.
My God.
And from people that can't dance to people that can, Mark Lee. I don't know if they were performing somewhere, but or if it's just like an old clip that's resurfacing. I don't know. But there's a clip of Mark, NCT Mark, Super Rem Mark.
Everyone's Mark.
Mark from Walmart. he was, I think it was like an old TikTok dance. Because I remember seeing it being popular on TikTok. But he's doing this dance that to like a T-Pain song, I think. And he was eating it up. Was he
on stage?
Yes.
I think this is recent. I think it was like an NCT Dream thing. I can't remember what song he did dance to, but that was the PG alternative because he originally wanted to dance to Mummy, if I recall correctly.
Mark.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, I enjoyed it. I feel like I don't know that people don't think Mark is talented, but I think people were sleeping on him a little bit. Like the power he possesses is actually insane. Like we should be scared, especially with the amount of debuts he's done alone. And this is still the beginning for him. I am scared. Call 911. Call 999. Call 119. I've had enough. Shay, take it away.
Yes, Mark is very talented. How do you guys think he's been employed, okay, through the recession and all? He's stayed employed. For me, what's on my radar? Oh, I don't even know what is on my radar. I think I've just been traumatized by that video.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm like a very like sensory person. So if something's like too intense, I can smell it and I feel itchy. My radar, what's on my radar? I don't think I have a radar anymore.
Then that's okay. I've traumatized Shay. But if you want to help her in recovery, you guys can vote for us.
I'm so done.
British Podcast Awards, I think it's the Listener Award. I'll leave the link in the description below. We'll put it on socials as well. I feel like I need to promote it more because I feel like I've said it once. But yeah, all you have to do is type in how you at you on the thingy-majigs, the website that pops up, and then you click vote, and that's it. You might have to put in an email, but other than that, it's all good in the neighborhood. Every little helps. Help us out. We're a small, independent podcast. And we're not independent, but it sounds good. We're a small, independent podcast, and we're just trying to eat. We don't even get paid. What am I talking about? Anyway, let me wrap this up, because I'm just chatting so much. Are you sure you don't want to say anything, Shay? There's nothing on your radar.
Jungkook was here.
Oh, yes, he was here.
Yeah. It seemed like a great time.
Yeah. Oh, he had a live. Did he have a live stream or something?
And it was
people were complaining. Well, some people saying, "Oh, why do you have an explicit version of the song?" And he was not here for it.
He is hilarious. God forbid, all goes wrong, he could go into comedy because I think he must have received a comment that was like, "Oh, like why did you decide to make like a dirty version of Seven?" And he was like, "Why is it dirty? It's explicit, but it's not dirty." And I was just being honest.
Let the man sing what he wants to sing about. He's a grown man. I'm glad he said something. I'm glad he pointed it out, to be honest. Because some people feel too entitled to people's art. And it's just, if you don't like it, that's fine. Just don't listen to it. Or listen to the clean version. It's fine. Anyway, Jungkook here. I kind of like what I see.
I want to see his, like, contract with Big Hit, because I just want to see like the terms of his contract, because I'm pretty sure it's just like Jungkook does what Jungkook wants to do. No one has the authority to stop Jungkook, because like usually when you see idols go live, even if they're far down the long and critically acclaimed and well-known and whatever, they still usually have staff with them or stick within certain realms. This guy will like go sleep on live. He will talk about anything and everything. And it's great and hilarious, but I just know that the staff must be pulling their hair out. But,
But yeah, Jungkook's looking a bit, no comment. You didn't hear that. Redacted.
We must stay focused, brothers. Are you okay?
We must stay focused. Okay, that's the end. I do like Seven, though. I feel like Seven's a bop.
Sounds like you really like Seven.
No, not like that. I'm being bullied on my own podcast. Shay, I'm kicking you off. So this is Shay's last episode. She's not coming back. She's bullying me.
I'm innocent. You said it. I didn't say anything.
I feel attacked. But to help me overcome this panic, you should vote for us at the British Podcast.
This isn't for like for 2p a day. Donate and save the children. It's not.
It's not. It's free. So even better, you should vote for us.
I'm so done.
And we'll be eternally grateful. But if you don't, we're glad you're here. Glad you listened to us talk nonsense for however long this is. So thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
Yes, remember that you can submit any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests or stories to howyouat@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou.
Yes, I've been Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on those platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye. Bye.